I said I'd talk about computers today, and I will. I'm in Taiwan, and there's all these people of all different ages. I've got them, you know, they're 22, they're in college, they dropped out of college, they're 7, they're 11, and they're wanting me to teach them computer. I do stuff with computers. You know, you could look it up. Ink is a verb. The website verb.ink. There's a YouTube channel. I did some videos. And I run web servers. Linux is my life. And I've got a curriculum. I call it VIP Linux. It's verb.vip. And I teach basic Linux. And it's a fun little it's a fun go through. I'll help 7-year-olds. I've been practicing it in you know, working and developing and trying it out, and I'll con some parents into letting me teach computer to their kids, and then their kids, you know, 7-year-old is typing stuff into the terminal, making it work, explaining to dad, who's an engineer, what if statements are, rebooting the computer from the command line, doing PHP on the website or whatever. And the parents are going, my goodness, they're learning. And so I've got people coming to me now more and more asking me to teach them how computers work because I'm a good teacher. I don't mean to be braggadocious, but I'm the greatest. I'm the best there ever was. We're going to make computers great again. And all right. I love Trump for his impersonability and it's endearing and lovable. Well, and even Obama, who talked like he was reading from a teleprompter, just like William Shatner. And okay, I'm sorry. I'm getting myself distracted a little bit too much. I need to have a swig of water from this because it's been a long day. My goodness. No, people are getting upset with me because I'm saying that I don't like lies about Seattle. This is like, I don't agree with them. I have to hate them. How about we know the truth about our friends and enemies? And I'm tired from this, man. I'm tired from this. Hold on a second. I have Marco Rubio. I might need some water here. Yeah. Gotta have your water. Even during a national address, it's okay. Rubio drank a bottle of water. National address, he got reelected. It's fine to drink water. Now, where was I? Computers. I believe people of any age, of any background, can learn computers. They don't have to become engineers. But what's going on under the hood of your computer does not need to mostly be a mystery. You don't have to know everything in and out of your engine, but it's good to know what a spark plug is and what wires are and, you know, what an air filter is on your engine and a combustion chamber, what rings are, the piston is. It's good to just know what that kind of stuff is so you kind of sort of get what's going on under there. Anybody should know that. And the same thing happens to your computer. And I've been explaining this stuff to 7-year-olds and 22-year-olds, and they get it. Now, I see the protesters in Seattle demanding that. I'm not trying to lie about them. I'm trying to be accurate. I think that they're saying that they want anyone in the first grade, any child that can't afford a laptop computer, to be given a laptop computer. Not just access to one, but to own one. I think that's it. If I'm wrong, correct me. Okay, but let's just go with that question. Whether they're asking or not, I think they are, but even if not, should we give children that can't afford a laptop a laptop? Should we? I would say, and I don't see them talking about this. I'd want to ask about the finer points. Children should earn it. I do believe in giving every child some type of a computer. Doesn't have to be super expensive. Probably not for gaming. It shouldn't have gaming capability. But enough to be able to do stuff and be productive. Not just computer addiction stuff. Not just give a kid a computer who knows how to use the mouse and now he's going to go play games. That's all he can do because we're not going to teach him and he's going to go ruin his life because he's going to get to games early on. I don't want that. But if children, they don't have enough money, if they'll sit down and learn how to use the computer and take the course and prove that they can do something and pass the test, yes, give them the computer. And they've worked for it and they've earned it and they'll appreciate it. And now they know how to use it. And then it will actually be able to help them. They appreciate it and they know what to do with it. Now, I believe it's entirely possible because I've had this Linux curriculum that I've been teaching to 7-year-olds and 22-year-olds, and they get it. So some guy is not going to use it for computers, but he's going to do business, and now he understands what his software developers are talking about. Or maybe he doesn't have to hire the software developers. He can do it himself because it really wasn't that hard to learn, actually, after all. So I look at this and you know, being over in Taiwan, it's a really interesting thing. I always told the Taiwanese that, you know, they need to look at Ubuntu. And kids are learning about it. They're talking about it. Like I say, more and more people. I mean, this has been effective. And it's to a point where people are coming in and asking me to help with stuff. Now, on the podcast weekly, the Monday, where I talk about what's going on my desk, I've been talking about how I've been developing this thing. And so you already know about that. Because I've been working on finishing my curriculum. It's got 5 sections. Lately, I've been working on PHP. If you know computers at all, I finally got a section for TinyMCE and the Medium editor, both finished up. So you know how to inject JavaScript without understanding JavaScript. If you don't know what I just said, that's fine. Just breeze over it. But if you do, great. But if you want to know what I just said and you don't, my Linux curriculum would help you. And I'm gonna refine it. I'm gonna get it all done. Talked about that Monday. I don't want to go out there too soon. It doesn't have to be perfect, but I want to do a good job. I don't want to do a bad job. I don't want to do the public release of a curriculum or a podcast or a book. Not. I don't need to wait for it to be perfect, but I want it to be good enough that it's not a bad job. We need to do a good job with stuff. So that's what I think when I hear this suggestion of getting a laptop to kids who can't afford it. I'm like, okay. My question is, do we have a plan for teaching those kids? And I'll tell you what, mark it down. Call the people in Seattle. I will volunteer my Linux curriculum to those children who qualify as not being able to afford a computer. It's got to be a small computer. It can't be a gaming laptop. It can't have a GPU that's going to let them sit there and get addicted to video games. But it's got to be good for computer language development stuff. I will volunteer my computer curriculum for that because I've seen it work in Taiwan. If passing my computer curriculum is the requirement for them to get the computer. If that happened, I would volunteer my computer class that I developed. It's not quite done yet, but I would volunteer it for them. Now, there would have to be qualifications. It'd have to be a family that's somewhere near the poverty line. I'm not going to give this free to children that are being chauffeured to school in a Mercedes. Who rides Mercedes anyway? You throw up in the back seat sitting in those bouncy things. You're going to get chauffeured to work. My goodness, have it be in a Bentley. But no, I'm not giving free computer curriculum stuff out to them. But kids that really need it and can't afford it, yeah. Teach them, see if they'll pay attention, give them a test. They earn it and they understand it first. Train them like you train people to ride, to drive cars. You got to take a motorcycle class in order to drive a motorcycle. Train them how to use it. They pass the test, they qualify. I will volunteer my Taiwan developed Linux computer curriculum for that course. Count me in.